Hello, this is Steve Harriman coming to you on behalf of NetQoS, the Network Performance Management Company. The NetQoS Performance Edge podcast series is designed to give you a convenient way to learn more about trends and technologies in network performance management and to hear from industry thought leaders and technologists about the shifts that are taking place in the way IT organizations manage the delivery of critical application services over their enterprise networks. Today, I'm particularly pleased to have with me Jim Metzler, industry analyst, consultant, and vice president of Ashton Metzler & Associates. You may well have heard Jim speak at industry conferences or read his commentary in publications like Network World. Jim is an authority on networking technology and application delivery and frequently advises IT organizations on enterprise networking and related management issues. Currently, Jim is conducting a research study tentatively titled Defining the Application Delivery Value Chain. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here today.
Well, so Jim, maybe a little context would help here. Can you give us a definition of application delivery? What do you mean by that? And tell us a little bit about the research study and what motivated you to do it.
Sure. Steve, at one level, I feel very, very strongly that if you work in an IT function, an IT organization, you do one of two tasks. You either work to develop applications or you work to deliver applications. And that's more than just a semantic play on words. I think we really have to look at the IT function that way. So I'm hoping through the study to be able to shape how we think about IT, in particular to move away from saying, well, I do servers or I do LANs or WANs or storage, and think more holistically about I'm involved in the delivery of applications. Now, that being said, Steve, I've been in IT for over 30 years, and there's an awful lot of my background that kind of has led up to this study. I was running an X25 network for a Fortune 500 company back in the mid-80s, and guess what? End users would complain about application performance, would scratch our heads back then, and would throw bandwidth at it and would hope the problem would go away. You know, that's 20-plus years ago, and things haven't changed an awful lot. But I think if there's one event that kind of drove me to start this study, I was hired recently by the IT organization of a Fortune 100 company, and they deployed an application that was being hosted in the East Coast of the U.S. Users in the PAC rim were getting horrible response time. Of course, it was reported by those users. My client hired me to determine if a change in their wide area network design would alleviate some or all of the problem. In working with the client, it was very clear from day one they really had no understanding of how this application performed, how much information went from here to there or something else. And at that point in time, it was absolutely impossible to say with any certainty what any kind of change would mean to the application performance. So, I'm in some sense, Steve, I'm writing this report with that particular client in mind, but also with all the other people that I deal with to help them move away from this situation where there's just so much guesswork, so much hope around trying to improve application performance.
Fascinating, yeah. Well, you know, NetQoS is focused on providing products and services to help IT organizations optimize the performance of applications running over the network. And that's a big part of what you, I think, mean by application delivery. It's not all of it, but certainly it's a part of the value chain. So what you said something just then that piqued my interest, because it seems to me that you're talking about a whole level of sort of more proactive management versus reactive management, and we run that a lot in our own customer dialogues. Do you see changes in this area taking place, and how is that affecting the roles of various constituents within the IT organization?
Steve, I would love to tell you that I'm seeing significant change in this area. I think that would be an exaggeration. I am seeing some change. By that, I mean into more proactive management in general. But you're certainly right. I mean, a hope of the study is to drive more proactivity. But I'd be happy, quite frankly, Steve, if even a reactive approach was more successful. So in the case of the client I'm talking about, when you know, when the users report there's an application problem, I'd be happy if my client was just in a better situation or better position to know, gee, I've got three possible solutions and which one's likely to be the best one. So I'd like to say, yes, we're going to move to be more proactive, but that's been a slow battle over my entire career, so I don't want to be too much of a Pollyanna in that space. Some movement in that space towards being proactive, excuse me, but maybe a little bit more movement towards more intelligent, more informed, reactive management also.
Well, obviously, this is a research study. It's a multi-month research study that you've embarked on, and so it's too early to talk about the results. But what results do you expect from the research?
What I really want to be able to get out of the research is to give people a clear idea of how the various aspects of application delivery fit together. Let me explain that, Steve. There's a lot of buzz in our industry right now around network and application optimization, things like caching and compression and protocol acceleration and all kinds of techniques. And those are very, very, very important things. But unto itself, those techniques don't solve the problem of applications degrading and end users nosing it first and IT organizations not knowing what to do next. So what I really want to be able to do with this study, with this report, is to work with a number of IT organizations, a number of vendors, pick from all of them, pick their minds, pick their thoughts, and synthesize that into what does this mean for the IT organization? What do they have to do from a planning perspective, from an optimization perspective, from a management perspective, from a control perspective? I have no intention at all in this report to do a comparison of vendors, to, you know, drill down in the details of any one particular technology. There's an awful lot written, all of a good bibliography in it. But, Steve, what I want to be able to do is to synthesize what has to come together in the IT organization to be successful, and then ongoing work by myself and other people can drill down into some of the details.
Well, it's obviously a major piece of work, and I think it will be very well received because certainly in our own customer dialogues, this the idea of focusing more on application service delivery and perhaps less on sort of managing just the infrastructure for the infrastructure's sake, I think is certainly something that we hear from IT executives. And you know, it's interesting to me how that will play out in these IT organizations.
I think that IT shops to push their organizations a bit more. So one of the side effects I really want to get is just that. I really want to get in people's mind, gee, you're right. We do application development and delivery. We've really got to focus it that way. So I'm trying to get some air cover, if you don't mind that cliche, for the network engineer, the network consultant, so they're not kind of a lone wolf out there being told, do this task, but I'm not going to give any resources to do it. And by the way, you've got 20 other tasks to do at the same time. The good news, Steve, we were having this conversation 4 or 5 years ago. I would say this report was like chasing windmills. I say that because back in that time frame, nobody that I knew and no IT organization would raise their hand and say, oh, yeah, we've got a group that's responsible for application performance. That just never happened. I've seen now a critical mass of IT organizations where there is an organization, very often a network group, but not always, that is responsible for application performance on an ongoing basis. That's the good news. The bad news, Steve, is that most people I see are still scratching their heads and say, okay, I accept that I have this new responsibility, but I'm struggling with what it means. And so really, again, a major part of the report is to help people figure that out. Gee, as the organization is morphing, as your career as a network engineer, network consulting is morphing, here's the bigger picture for, you know, how it fits all together.
Yes. Well, again, a little preemptively, because we'll know more in a couple of months when the study is done and published. But you've consulted with 100 plus enterprises and helped them advise them on their network infrastructure and managing application delivery. So based on your background, Jim, you know, if I'm an IT organization, I have this goal of really being more focused on application service delivery and being more proactive, but I really don't know where to start. What recommendations would you give me?
That's truly an excellent question, Steve. You know as well as I do, most IT shops have grown organically. In terms of tools, the joke that I tell is people will go to the interrupt show, go to Startup City, buy another tool, bring it home. Maybe they deploy it. Maybe they don't. and every group has their own set of tools to do a whole variety of tasks. We have to begin to kind of cap and contain that approach, okay, because that's divisive. The reason I say it's divisive is it's not looking at the bigger picture of what do I need, what information do I need to assure successful application delivery. What I'm really trying to encourage IT shops to do, and this is a very, very, very easy thing to say, Steve, and I do recognize it's an extremely difficult thing to do. I want to encourage IT shops to take a top-down view and say, okay, if we really are in this application delivery, if that's what we do, what's that mean from a planning perspective? Gee, the projects we're working on, at least some of them, should bring together an application delivery type of functionality. So to begin to focus both, if you will, the planning and new development of IT as well as the operations of IT around that concept. Now, some of it can just be silly little things, just changing the vocabulary around. But, you know, from my experience working with IT shops, you know, initially that seems kind of, controlled or contrite. But after a while, it does affect your thinking, and you begin to say, yeah, if I really say that my job is more around application delivery, and if we do troubleshooting together, if we do joint budgeting across of IT, it begins to drive some of those concepts home. It becomes more of an everyday fact of life.
Sure. Well, I always say that you can't manage what you don't measure. So obviously measurement's going to be a big part of any change like this and any new process and application delivery framework. What metrics would you suggest? I mean, how do you measure success of an ongoing project like this?
I totally agree with you about measurements. They're absolutely critical. Right now, Steve, from the research that I've done, 3/4 of IT organizations admit that if an application is degrading, the end user notices it before the IT shop. As startling as that metric is, I think it actually understates reality. Not because IT shops don't fess up to the truth, but I'm sure there are many times the end user notices application degradation and never reports it to IT. So I think the 3/4, as large a number as that is, actually understates the percentage of time. I would say on a going forward basis, I'd like to at least see us move to a time with a 50-50 chance that the IT organization is aware of application degradation before the end user is. That would be, to me, a tremendous measure of success.
Wow. Well, so back to the research project. So clearly application service delivery is critical for most businesses, but perhaps more critical for some types of business than others. Have you, slanted the research towards, say, financial services companies or the like where that is the case, or have you chosen to take some other approach?
I've chosen to take somewhat of a broader approach. I mean, it's always easy to take a look at the financial services firms and say, they do billions of dollars a day in revenue, over the network and whatever else, and that clearly catches anybody's attention. So certainly I do want to talk to some of those organizations. And if nothing else, Steve, from the work I have done with a few of them, they tend to have the most sophisticated IT organizations. So I do want to work with them, not just because I think their problems are more important, because it's billions of dollars a day in revenue, but if anybody's made some progress at solving some of these issues, there's a good chance it's the financial services, industry. But having said that, Steve, my experience is on a day-by-day, week-by-week basis, almost every company I come in contact with is more and more running their business over the network. So, okay, maybe they're not as big as a Fidelity or Charles Schwab or a Manny Haney or someone like that, but it's their business. And so it really matters to them, too. So I don't want to just get caught up in the, I do $10 billion a year, over the network. I do $20 billion. And forget the other companies who are basically banking their business on the applications, and hence applications delivery is critical to them also.
That makes sense. Well, we read a lot about service-oriented architectures, mm-hmm. web services. Clearly, the way that we are deploying applications is changing, and there are lots of obvious benefits in adopting those new approaches, those new technologies. But from a management perspective, of course, that really complicates things quite a bit. Are you going to get into that area at all in the research, and how do you see that you know, playing a part in this application delivery chain?
I think that plays a huge part to play. Steve, in the old days, and I'll really say the old days, going back to, you know, IBM mainframe 360, 370s, and dare I say 9.6 kilobit multi-point private line. This was a very controlled environment. It was very easy to predict performance. Life was easy. Then we began to get to client server and then end-tier, you know, applications. And, you know, the WAN comes in mainly between the client and the application server. And that's enough to cause an awful lot of disruption. As you move to a web services-based application, actually, I shouldn't say as you move. We are in the process of moving there. Many companies have deployed web service-based applications. Then you're going to have an application that's comprised of web services that reside in multiple data centers. And these web services will be communicating back and forth over a wide area network. So as opposed to having one instance where the WAN can affect the performance of the application, there'll be 3, 4, 5, 6 such instances. And in many cases, if you believe the promise of an SOA, these web services will discover each other in a dynamic fashion. So yes, there's absolutely no question that as we become more and more distributed with our applications, it's going to exacerbate the problem of performance management, either in terms of characterizing the application itself and how it transmits information, in terms of monitoring it to understand if the end user is getting acceptable performance. I will certainly, as part of the study, point that out from an architectural perspective, but I also want to be able to, from talking to some leading-edge IT organizations, understand what they are doing today to prepare for, not again, the first of the web services-based applications. They're there now, but based on what I think will be a significant ramp-up in the deployment of web services-based applications over the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Interesting. Yes, it's going to be interesting to watch how this evolves and the impact it has on the way IT organizations do manage these distributed application architectures. So we talked a little bit about that. You also mentioned earlier the whole plethora of sort of WAN optimization, application acceleration technologies that are being brought to market, and that's all good, but also needs to be managed in context of the whole application delivery. What other forces do you see out there that are placing or increasing the need, if you will, for a greater focus on application delivery?
Well, one is, you know, a strict business-focused change, if you will. You know, it wasn't that many years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago, when I was doing some consulting for one or two of the larger banks. And, you know, back then they were seeing a real consolidation of branch offices. Banks themselves were merging, and they'd get rid of branch offices. And you begin to get this sense of the branch office is dead, the branch office is dead. Boy, that changed about 3, 4 years ago, and not just in banking, but in general. And nowadays, based on what study you read, 70-80% of employees no longer work in headquarters, but work someplace else, a branch office, from home, whatever it happens to be. So, you know, when you're working in headquarters, you're on a high-speed, low-latency LAN. Most applications run very, very well over a high-speed, low-latency LAN. As you say, no, more and more of the employees are going to be distributed, and you put that with our last conversation, Steve, about more distributed applications. The combination of those two factors really exacerbates the whole area of application performance from a planning, ongoing management perspective. So I really see those two as kind of a 1-2 punch.
Very interesting. Well, you know, clearly this research study is going to be, I think, a broad brush and pretty enlightening, and we'll certainly want to get back with you, Jim, when it's complete, and we'll talk about the results then instead of speculating what they might be. And we'll look forward to that, and I think I'm right in saying that that's going to be sometime in the December time frame this year.
Right, that's the target. Obviously, I could get derailed, and if I get derailed a little bit, then it may jump into January because you don't want to announce something like this, you know, right in the middle of the holiday season.
Well, you bet. But we will certainly be getting the word out through the NetQS Performance Edge podcast and via our own website. So we'll do our part to get the word out when that is done, and we certainly look forward to that. Jim, I think we need to wrap up, but we look forward to the next time. So thanks very much for joining us today on this NetQS Performance Edge podcast.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. This is a very important topic, and the only way we're going to move forward is if we talk with each other, synthesize the best ideas, move them forward, look at them again, resynthesize, and continue to make progress in this very, very critical area.
You bet. And I'd like to invite our listeners to pre-register for a copy of the research paper. They can do that at the NetQS website, www.netqs.com/network-performance. And at that page, you will see a picture of Jim Metzler and a registration form you can complete, and we will make sure we'll get you that research paper when it's available. Also, if you would like to participate in the survey, please indicate on that same URL. There's a checkbox there you can check, and you may well find you get a call from Jim Metzler asking you a bunch of questions about application delivery. So thanks for joining us today for this NetQS Performance Edge podcast. For more information about NetQS and how we can help you manage your network for application performance, please do visit the NetQS website at www.netqs.com. So until the next time, this is Steve Harriman from NetQS wishing you a very good day. Bye-bye.